Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I hope you're doing well today. We are in chapter 14, verses 1 through 17. We're almost halfway through Proverbs, and this is in the New International Reader's Version. It says this: "A wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman tears hers down with her own hands. Whoever has respect for the Lord lives a good life, but those who hate him walk down an evil path. The proud words of a foolish person sting like a whip, but the things wise people say keep them safe. Where there are no oxen, the feed box is empty, but a strong ox brings in huge harvests. An honest witness does not lie, but a dishonest witness pours out lies. Those who make fun of others look for wisdom and don't find it, but knowledge comes easily to those who understand what is right. Stay away from a foolish person. You won't find knowledge in what they say. People are wise and understanding when they think about the way they live, but people are foolish when their foolish ways trick them. Foolish people laugh at making things right when they sin, but honest people try to do the right thing. Each heart knows its own sadness, and no one else can share its joy. The houses of sinners will be destroyed, but the tents of honest people will stand firm. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Even when you laugh, your heart can be hurting, and your joy can end in sadness. Those who aren't faithful will be paid back for what they've done, and good people will receive rewards for how they've lived. A childish person believes anything, but a wise person thinks about how they live. A wise person has respect for the Lord and avoids evil, but a foolish person has a bad temper and yet feels secure. Anyone who gets angry quickly does foolish things, and a person who is tricky is hated." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is the day that you have made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. And thankful that today is a new day and that the old is gone, the new has come. The past is forgiven. And as Anne of Green Gables says, it's like a brand new slate, no mistakes in it. And so, Lord, help us to face today with that sense of glorious anticipation of what you want to do through us. Help us to live in terms of hearing from your Spirit and responding to the Spirit. It says, if we live by the Spirit, we will not carry out the desires of the flesh. And so, Lord, help us to live by the Holy Spirit today. Help us to build our homes. We don't want to tear them down with our own hands, and I would argue also with our own words. Lord, help us to respect you, to honor you, to worship you today, to look to you. Lord, I know for me, oftentimes, I really probably just need to put on some music and praise you. When things get hard, it helps to reorient my heart and my mind toward you instead of thinking only about what I about myself. I think about Peter as he was walking on the water toward you. As long as he was looking at you, as long as he was worshiping you, as long as he was in awe of you, his eyes steady upon you, he walked. And the moment he looked at everything else around him, he sunk. And so, Lord, help us to have an ethic of worship today, that we would worship you throughout the day, especially when things are hard. Lord, we want to be people of integrity, people of honesty, with truth-telling on our lips. We do not want to make fun of other people. And would you stop us if we start doing that? Help. I love verse 7, stay away from a foolish person. You won't find knowledge in what they say. So, Lord, I pray that you would show us what to do when we encounter someone that's foolish. Give us the discernment we need about what to sift through when they say things. And, Lord, help us to be like verse 8, people are wise and understanding when they think about the way they live. Help us to have some of that introspection, not in a morbid way, but in a godly way, to look at the way we're living and to reassess and to repent of what we've done and to ask for your further help. Lord, thank you for all the verses today that we read about our hearts. And it is so true that each heart knows its own sadness and no one else can share its joy. Sometimes this is a really lonely place to walk, Lord, on this earth. Like, no one understands our sadness. No one understands our joy. But Lord, you do. Your spirit within us does. And so I pray that the God of all comfort will comfort us in all of our affliction, that we can comfort those who are in any affliction, that we can be ambassadors of peace, ambassadors of reconciliation, ambassadors of comfort to a world that's so, so broken. Lord, instead of introspectively thinking of what we don't have, help us to look outwardly at others who truly don't have so that we can meet their needs. We want to be empathetic folks who love people well. We want to be wise and discerning, and we understand that all of that comes from you. And as I've been praying this month in July, it's all been the word that keeps coming back to me is surrender. We choose again. Put our hands in the air, our wills in the air, our desires in the air. We open our hands and we surrender and say, take whatever we're clutching tightly and run with it, Lord. We're tired of trying to do it on our own. We surrender. You are good. You are good to us and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to help the podcast out, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's all sorts of ways to do that. And I thank you ahead of time. Have a great day.